Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Well, here was a strange story that we came across, and that is that snake anti-venom stocks are dangerously low in South Africa. South Africa's only snake anti-venom producer can't make enough of its polyvalent anti-venom, which treats bites of at least 10 venomous snakes. Experts are worried that dwindling stocks are going to cause a bigger problem in the coming months, with many vets now running out of anti-venom. We wanted to actually get a little bit more information about this. Joining us this morning, Johan Murray, who's the CEO of African Snakebite Institute. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. Yeah, morning. Very well yourself.
I'm well, thank you. But this is quite a scary story. Most of us live our lives in complete complacency because we don't have this problem. We don't need to worry about it unless we do. And if we do, then it's a very serious issue. Give us some context here. How much needed is snake venom in South Africa? How often is it used? Give us some context.
We have about 3,500 snake bites a year in South Africa. Of that total, about 800 people end up in hospital, and about 10-11% of them require anti-venom. Now, if you have a serious snake bite from a snake like a, let's say, a black mamba, mm-hmm. or a Cape Cobra or a puff adder, the correct treatment is anti-venom, and the sooner you get it, the better. And if administered early and properly, it's life-saving. Without that, there's a pretty good chance you could die or have very serious tissue damage.
And if somebody is bitten by a snake, would most of the hospitals, as a matter of course, keep venom on hand, anti-venom on hand?
Yes, I wouldn't say most of them. I'd say most of the hospitals in the high-risk areas do keep anti-venom.
Okay.
And obviously, if you're in a low-risk area, let's say like Forgetting, where we might have one or two snake bites a year and they're not that serious, it's not. It doesn't necessarily mean that all those hospitals, they will carry the anti-venom. It's an expensive product. It costs about 2,200 Rand per vial.
Right.
And each snake bite requires about 6 to 15 vials per treatment.
Wow.
And that anti-venom expires after 3 years. You have to refrigerate mm-hmm. it, and after 3 years you dispose of it and you have to replace it.
Wow. So it really is not a simple thing. You don't just buy once, lock it in a cupboard and wait for it to be used. You've really got to be, you've got to manage it properly. So what is, and this, in the article that we read, it says that there's one anti-venom that is able to treat 10 different bites.
That's right. So we have two different anti-venoms in South Africa. We have a specific one for wormslung bites, and that is very rarely used because wormslung very rarely bite people, so it's used maybe 2 or 3 times a year.
Uh-huh.
But the other snakes, the cobras, the mambas, puffadder, gaboon, adder, and runcals, are covered by what is called a polyvalent anti-venom. So there's 10 species that are covered by it, and that is the one that is used mostly in hospitals.
Right. And the problem with supply?
Yes, it's been a disaster. We don't quite know what the story is because we are given different stories at different times. Anti-venom is made by the South African vaccine producers, which is part of our national health laboratories. But the bottom line is that in the last 6 or 8 months, they produced just about nothing.
Wow.
And I've been trying to buy anti-venom. We deal with a lot of snake bites, and I've been told for the last 6 or 8 months they don't have stock. And very recently, I emailed them, and they said that they're now beginning to produce again, but they have a massive backlog, so they cannot assist me. And this is going to result in human fatality.
And which is why, obviously, you are telling the story and making it more public, just so that people are aware that this is a very serious problem.
Yes. Another part of the problem is that this anti-venom is very often used on people's dogs. Dogs very often get bitten by snakes.
Course.
They see a snake, they try and kill it. Vets have been very good at treating dogs, but for the last 6 or 8 months, they cannot get any anti-venom whatsoever. So a lot of people, I have people phoning me in tears. Their dogs at the vet has been bitten by a snake, and there's nothing we can do. That's we just so cannot sad. Get anti venom.
Well, what makes it more sad is that there is a cure for this. So, I mean, they could be treated, and it's simply about not having supply. Are there other countries in the world that produces the anti venom that's relevant to South African snakes?
Not really. There are a few products that we do not recommend. There's some products coming out of India, a lot cheaper, but not clinically tested, and very, very inefficient. So this anti-venom is not just used in South Africa. It's used throughout Africa. We have clients in Senegal, Guinea, Ghana, the Congo that purchase anti-venom from SABP, and they just cannot get anti-venom at the moment.
That's very, very frightening. And is there no alternative producer then that can step up here in South Africa?
No. Yeah, well, one of the problems with anti-venom is it's a very, very prolonged and expensive process. And what SABP uses horses, they hyper-immunize the horses with snake venom.
Mm-hmm.
And the process takes about 9 months before a single horse is immunized. And only after 9 months can you start extracting blood and removing the serum and making the anti-venom. So if you have a problem in that process, you've lost 9 months of preparation.
That's really, really frightening. And how seriously is this problem being taken?
It's very difficult to say because, you know, I've been in contact with SAVP on several occasions, mm-hmm. and I get the runaround. At times, at one stage, we were told that there's a validation process going on. That's what is anti-venom being produced. Mm. Then it was power outages. We have no idea. But the bottom line is that it seems that their wheels have come off. And I really hope that that they're putting in the right amount of effort to correct this, because we're heading for a major disaster.
Johan Maree, CEO of African Snake Bite Institute, thank you for bringing this to our attention. And of course, thank you for this very important work that you are doing.